Put that one on too as a backup. Is it on?
No more memory space.
No more space?
No more space.
Okay, that's okay. During the strike, there was a reporter by the name of Bill Driscoll. And his reporting started getting very suspect. Like, he was forgetting to report stuff. After the strike was over, he left the Macomb Daily, and he ended up getting a job in the PR department in Sterling Heights. Now, that's another dot that got connected. His reporting started to get very, very vague on the strike. And then he gets a job with the city of Sterling Heights. I had called him up on something. And that's when I found out he was working for the city of Sterling Heights. I was to go to Lansing and talk about something. This was vague for me. But anyways, this is what came out of Bill Driscoll's mouth. He said to me, this is the second time I had heard that the Detroit newspaper agency, Pat Lehman, and the police, the selected police officers, were in her office watching tapes from the strike in California. This is the second time I heard it. Bill Driscoll said to me, Elaine, you were sitting on council. Didn't you watch those tapes? I said, no, you were there. Did you see me there? He said, well, I sat there and watched those tapes with Pat Lehman and the police officers. He says, we were there for weeks. Now, he watched the tapes with the police officers. His news reporting started getting very vague, and then he ends up with a job in the city of Sterling Heights.
Thank you.
Well, I remembered something else. It's crucial. Okay, you can shut that off again.
Are you sure?
If something else pops in my head, but so far it's so good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again very much.
But that's important, too. Interviews have got to be hard because you're going to have to... Yeah. All right, now getting to Benny Solomon, I can tell you something Benny Solomon told me personally.